Jake, each one of you being here this afternoon, I know it's a time when you might want to sneak off and take a nap. So I'll try to keep that from happening two ways. I want to talk to us about something that's hopefully encouraging, and then I'm going to make a commitment to not talk too long. So I'd like to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe it is, and read a scripture that has been one of my mainstays. And I would like to talk about handling life. You know, life is such a big subject. And it includes such a wide spectrum. All of us here have, we have things that just, we feel like we're constantly carrying a load. You got this thought of, it could be a financial load, it can be an emotional load, it can be a spiritual load, it can be a physical health load. There can just be all of these things, and we'll begin to think that life is too big for us, and that is a tactic of the enemy. He works in things like that to make you feel discouraged. When we begin to reflect on life, there are so many times that we can, our outlook starts to get gloomy looking because we feel like that we have so many things to do, I'll never get it done. I'll never get out on top. I'll never be able to catch a breath of fresh air, so to speak. It looks like that. I remember when Rodney was born, there was a lot of extra expenses. I'll just summarize the story and say there was a lot of extra expenses. And Rodney is my most valuable son because he probably cost me out of pocket about, I'm going to say, somewhere around 30 times more than the rest of them individually. So he is my most valuable son. And so when we got to the end and we were starting to look beyond, you know, what life was going to hold for us, I don't feel like that I would have felt more pressure if somebody had just handed me the national debt at the time, which is not as much as today, thank the Lord, but if somebody had handed me the national debt and said, here, you've been nominated to pay this off, that's about the way I felt. And I'll tell you what I did. I was working all the hours that they would let me work at my job, and I come home from that, and I was working nights and weekends on anything that I could find that would make a buck to help pay that bill off. And with the Lord's help, looking back now, it seems incredible, but at the time, it felt like the impossibility. Looking back now, if I remember correct, everything was paid for when he was 2 years old. Is that true? Now, I stand here today and it's like, I don't know how we handled that. Because it was a very, very large ticket. And so I want us to read the verse that it's something that has helped me stay on task and on track more than any other verse, I think, in the scripture. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. It simply says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. When my life is gone, I will not be able to make one impact, significant or insignificant. I won't make one impact on any other life after that, other than what's memories that's left. That's the only thing. But I can't actively produce an effect once I'm gone. So the important thing is, what am I doing right now? And I believe, I've been told this, but I believe that men, as a general rule, are, please accept the generality there, men, as a general rule, are able to compartmentalize a task better than women. I'm not trying to put us at odds with one another, but men, many times, it can happen on a daily basis in our home. I'll tell you what happened this morning. We was trying to get ready for church, and we had things that had to be carried out to the car. And so I was gathering things up, and my wife is one that sees to it that I have my clothes pressed to come to church. So amongst other things, she had got my shirt ironed, and I knew I had my shirt ironed, but I didn't have my pants. I wasn't ready to get dressed. So I was trying to scurry around and help her get things ready, and was kind of ready to go out the door, you know. And so she was, she found some pants, the ones I have on, I guess, I don't know. She had some pants, and she started towards the ironing board, and then she was thinking of something else that needed to be done. And she went to do that, and I said, my pants, I need my pants. And so she went back in there, and then the next thing I know, she went back, and she was getting something out of the kitchen, and I said, I got to have my pants. That's important. And so once she got that ready for me, you know, that's my mind. It was a one-track mind right then. I knew that I was not coming here without my pants. And so I want us to realize that as men, sometimes we got, all right, I got to have this. And I just want us to think, sometimes we can think, well, I got to get clothes ready. I got to get the food out in the car. I got to make sure I got materials for my Sunday school lesson. I got to have my Bible. Now we got to have my glasses, and I got to have my hearing aids, and all of these kind of things before we leave. Well, we can just be overwhelmed and feel like we just want to sit down, and the enemy wants us just to kind of wallow in all of this stuff and realize the way to handle life is what's in front of me right now. What can I do? What can I focus on? Let's get it done and move on to something else. Let's get our clothes ironed for this morning's sake. Let's get our clothes ironed. We'll get dressed, and then I can take stuff out to the car one at a time. We don't have to just kind of all get it all together at the same time. Just get one thing done, and then we'll move on. So this verse, whatever your hand finds to do, the thing that you know that needs to be done sometimes, the things that you know you can do sometimes. Maybe there's a task that one of the children can do and you feel overwhelmed. Maybe I remember one time when my boys were young, I had a bucket of, Rodney was probably too young to be involved in this, but I had a bucket of like bolts and nuts. And they were young enough that they didn't hardly know which was which. Now, that'd be pretty young. And so I needed to kind of sort them out, so I poured them out on the floor, on the concrete floor in my shop, and it was probably Darren and Trenton that were involved in this, and I said, okay, I want you to make me a pile over here of just the bolts and over here of just the nuts. I want you to sort that. They didn't have to know a whole lot. All I had to do is give them each one an example. And many times you can assign a simple task to even young children, and it can actually help us. I want you to pick up all the shoes. Don't matter that they match, just pick all the shoes up and put them in this one box or this one area. I want you to, and it can actually help us move forward. What our hand finds to do, do it with our might. Instead of think, oh, I got trees to trim, roof to fix, my fence is broke, my cows are out. I mean, you can just go through the list, and before you know it, you've got so many things, you think, oh, I'm just going to sit down and take a break. And really, you just need to focus on one thing. Just whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I know how I can feel personally. Sometimes I can feel overwhelmed. There's burdens here. There's burdens there. I need to call this person. I need to call that person. I need to check in here. I need to do that over there. And you think, oh, I don't think I got anything today except worry about all of my stuff. Worry about all that needs to be done. And many times, that's where the enemy catches us and gets us all tangled up. We've been busy all day and not got anything done because we're just in a whirlwind about everything that's going on. I can be caught in that, and I think every one of us here can get caught up in that. So this is really it's simple in concept. Where it becomes difficult is trying to put it in application. So I just want to encourage us. You go home this afternoon. I want you to be able to go home and take a nap if that's what you need. But just think about, how can I divide up all of this stuff that makes me feel like I'm operating underwater all of the time? I moved from Oklahoma over to here. I took all of my stuff that I had a place for, and it may not look so neat to other people, but I knew where all of my stuff was. In my garage, I had some old kitchen cabinets, and I had, each one was kind of designated for different things, and I had it sorted out. I moved over here, and I just stacked my stuff in an old milk barn and in my basement. And then when I wanted to fix something, my welder was buried in my whatever else I had. I couldn't get to it. And I felt so underwater. And I know how difficult it is when you feel like things are in such a whirl. So my encouragement, it doesn't matter if we pick a subject or an area. My encouragement this afternoon for us is lift up our eyes above the smuck and get it our eyes set on something we know we can accomplish. Just one thing. Something you can accomplish. You know you can accomplish. But you feel like it's drowning under everything else. That one thing that you know you can accomplish, let's do that. And once that's done, you can pat yourself on the back for getting it done, and then let's pick something else. Whatever your hand finds to do, let's do it. And I believe that the Lord will help us rise above. Y'all ever eat taco salad? What's in taco salad? everything that's in the Mexican kitchen, right? There's lettuce, there's tomato, there's picanha sauce, there's sour cream, there's probably some kind of meat, and there's, I don't know, there's just everything. It's all in there. How do you eat taco salad? I noticed someone that I ate taco salad. They was eating taco salad. I was eating something else. And they took their fork and they stirred it up. I mean, it was, I thought it was, I didn't know what he had there for a minute. It looked kind of like soup or something. I never thought about eating it like that. But that's the way he ate it. He stirred it all up. I don't eat taco salad like that. I don't care how we eat something or how we go about something. Let's pick it and allow other things that can, other things to wait. You know, if my cows aren't getting out, and even though I need to fix some places in my fence, maybe I need to focus on something else. And once that's done, then I'll have more energy to focus on my fence. So I'm not going to keep us any longer. I want us to be challenged. I want us to be good workers. All right? That's usually how I feel like this scripture comes across. Is apply yourself, you know, do something. But I wanted to apply it differently today. I want us to think about that one thing we know we can do, and then just simply do that. And don't allow ourselves to drown under an immense load of responsibility and the whirlwind of everything that's maybe going wrong or that needs attention in our life. Let's try to put it on hold, pick the thing we can do and get done, whether it's this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning. Maybe the most important thing you can do is go to bed early so you can get up and start off on a right foot tomorrow morning. Maybe that's the thing we need to do. But whatever it is, let's focus on something, what our hand finds to do, and let's do it. Let's accomplish it, and then ask the Lord to help us find the next thing. You pray for me.